from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution in the Washington, D.C. election interference case got Supreme Court scrutiny on Thursday.
We don't know what the Supreme Court will rule or how long they will take to issue the ruling, but it sure sounded like what they were saying is there is some degree of presidential immunity for official acts, and the question is defining what those official acts are. So what you could see happen is the Supreme Court basically saying this has to go back down to the lower courts to deal with that issue before any criminal trial of Donald Trump can go forward.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Here in New York City, Trump's hush money trial continued.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer testifying that even after Donald Trump became president, he still kept tabs on women who had been paid to keep quiet about their alleged affairs. David Pecker telling the jury that at Trump's direction, the Enquirer's parent company bought the story of former Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claimed she had a year-long sexual relationship with Trump. Pecker saying it could be very embarrassing to Trump's campaign.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Beijing, heading into a sit-down with China's foreign minister.
I look forward in these discussions to being very clear, very direct about the areas where we have differences and where the United States stands. And I have no doubt you will do the same on behalf of China.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi heard here through a translator.
Should China and the United States keep to the right direction of moving forward with stability or return to a downward spiral? This is a major question before our two countries.
Net neutrality is back. The Federal Communications Commission restoring net neutrality that was repealed by the Trump administration. The rules bar internet providers from favoring some websites and apps over others, throttling back speeds, or just flat out blocking certain sites. You're listening to ABC News. New York's Court of Appeals, highest in the state, ordered a new trial for Harvey Weinstein.
We are relieved. Everyone's like, are you happy? Of course. We worked very, very hard.
Weinstein attorney Arthur Idala, the 4-3 ruling that the trial judge wrongly allowed testimony from individuals not involved in the case.
In that courthouse at trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure, because Harvey was the face of this movement, that he had to be convicted.
Another guilty plea in what federal prosecutors say was a nationwide scheme to steal and sell human body parts from a mortuary and Harvard University. Mortuary worker Candace Chapman Scott pleads guilty to mail fraud and interstate transportation of stolen property, looking at up to 30 years in prison. An accomplice pleaded guilty last September. Missing cat mystery solved. ABC's Alex Stone tells the tale.
Carrie Clark tells her partners at ABC News radio affiliate KSL in Salt Lake City her family's indoor cat named Galena mysteriously disappeared on April 10th. Then last week they got notified Galena had been found inside of an Amazon box with work boots. It turns out, Clark says, when they put the boots into an oversized Amazon box to return them, Galena jumped in and was trapped in that Amazon box for 6 days. An Amazon employee found Galena, who is fine, and cared for her before bringing her to a vet. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.